listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with a national news briefing. National Cabinet will meet virtually today to discuss how to ease our soaring power bills. Energy ministers already agreed yesterday to launch a capacity mechanism which will chase billions of dollars in green power investment. Shadow Treasurer Angus Taylor says this is a long-term plan and the PM has yet to address our current cost of living woes.
He promised over 90 times before the election we were going to see a $275 reduction in electricity bills. So far we've seen nothing.
Meantime, three quarters of the hardest hit families will go without food this Christmas. A new survey from Salvos has found 77% are struggling to afford enough to eat on the festive day, saying it's experiencing a tsunami of need. WNBA star Brittany Griner has been released from a Russian jail in a prisoner swap with the US. The American basketball star swapped with a Russian arms dealer, once nicknamed the Merchant of Death. And Celine Dion has revealed she's been diagnosed with a rare neurological disorder known as stiff person syndrome. The 54-year-old singer taking to Instagram overnight to share the news, saying she's still learning about the condition.
Which affects something like one in a million people. We now know this is what's been causing all of the spasms that I've been having.
Aussie skipper Pat Cummins says David Warner has his full support after withdrawing an appeal to lift his leadership ban. The issue exploded yesterday with the veteran batter's manager claiming certain unnamed officials encouraged ball tampering long before the scandal first erupted. Cummins telling Fox Sports he's unaware of those allegations.
We really support Davey. He's a huge member of our side. He's been fantastic for me my whole career. You know, this side, he's been an awesome, you know, leader, especially the last few years. So he has our absolute support.
Marnus Labuschagne is a running machine, plundering his third century in a row against the West Indies in the pink ball Adelaide Test last night. The Aussie superstar telling us he's just as happy for Travis Head, who also raised the bat.
The non-strikers in there when Trav got his first 100 here on home soil. It's very special. The crowd love him here.
The Aussies resume this afternoon at 3 for 330. And Cristiano Ronaldo reportedly refused to train with Portugal's substitutes ahead of the FIFA World Cup quarterfinal against Morocco. Taking a quick look at weather across the country, partly cloudy for Brisbane with a top of 26, a possible shower for the Gold Coast, a max of 25, partly cloudy for Sydney getting to a top of 21, same for Melbourne and 18, patchy showers for Hobart, 17 the max, skies clearing for Adelaide and 26, partly cloudy for Perth and 23. Educate yourself on the dangers of the dark web and those who operate there. Just search for the Children in the Pictures podcast, available now via the Listener app.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free.
Listener.